Morning. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Eloise. How may I assist you today?
Good morning. I'm calling because I have a subscription to your Marvel Chess collection, and I just wanted to check on the status of my account. I haven't received anything in a long time, and just wanted to check on that.
Okay. Do you have your customer account number?
Let me see. Would that be in like an email from you guys?
It would have been the when you initially started the subscription. I can also look you up by your first and last name. May I have a spelling of your last name, please?
Sure. My last name is Sebastian, S-E-B-A-S-T-I-A-N.
Okay. Thank you. And may I also have your zip code, please?
35757.
Okay, so that last name was S-E-B-A-S-T-I-A-N, and zip code 35757.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Would you confirm the full shipping address, please?
It's 135 Sarah Jane Drive, Madison, Alabama, 35757.
Thank you. And I also have your email address, please.
jason.m.sebastian@gmail.com.
Thank you. We do have the Marvel Chess Collection, and we're presently waiting on the item 34, the White Bishop. So once it does become back in stock, your shipments will continue to process for you.
Okay. Okay. So, do you have the status there of all the shipments that I should have received?
So, if there's not a items that have shipped, or we have a list of what we have sent to you. So if, and there's also a list of what still hasn't been sent to you.
Okay. Have you shipped 30 and 31?
I can check for you. Give me one moment. Okay. If you have received them in order, looks like the last shipment that was processed for you was for item 30.
30.
Yes. Let's see. I'm checking the list for what we have not sent. Just one moment.
I have it.
You found 31?
I did, yeah. I got mixed up because one of those didn't have it didn't have like the issue number on the magazine.
That's up. So I got an email. I just searched up you guys in my email, my inbox, and I got an email in September that said that you were excited to rush out my next order, but that my credit card was expired. And that's where I got this phone number from, a call. But it's been the same credit card for a while, and I know that that doesn't expire until 2024.
Yes.
Do you see anything on your end that says that I have an expired credit card?
Yes, sir, it does. We have the last four numbers are 2869, expiration date 121.
Okay, yes, yeah, so that's actually that same card number, but it doesn't expire until 2024.
Okay. We'll need to re-enter the card information.
Okay.
Just one moment. Let me get to where I can enter that information. All right, I'm ready for that card number.
Okay, it's 4100-3905. 2920-2869.
Okay, and the expiration date, please. You said it was 124?
Yes, 124.
Okay, on the code on the back of the card?
It is 132.
Okay, 132. Okay, the credit card information has been updated. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, you said that it's 34 was the one that you guys are waiting on.
Yes, we're waiting on 34.
Okay. And let's see. And the rest of them will just come after that?
Yes, for the ones that we're showing you still haven't received would be, let's see, pull that list again. I'm just waiting on the list to pull out for me.
Sure.
Thank you. Okay. Sorry, just a moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yes, we're still showing you we haven't shipped 34, 35, 43, 61, 64, 67, 68, 71, 72, 75, 76, 77. And it looks like from there on, all the rest haven't been shipped.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fine.
Okay.
I appreciate the information. That helps.
Yes, sir, no problem. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, I think that takes care of it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Nico Massavio, please hold for a short one-question survey after this call, and have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.